be here tonight. Good to see all of your smiling faces that are here and all of you that I can't see here tonight. We're very thankful that you've come to join with us for a time of prayer and a time of the Word of God. We're living in unprecedented times, and we really want to get the Word out. So if you would like us, share us on Facebook so that we can get as many people as possible. It would be wonderful. It would be great. God bless you, and thank God for the church, New Life Tabernacle. I want to give all of you a word of encouragement tonight that everything is going to be all right. But I don't know about you, but I'm starting to miss church pretty bad. But we're going to go to the Word of God here tonight. And a thought that came to me that I think will help us. Scriptures that are found in the book of Psalms, chapter 20, verses 6, 7, and 8. And the King David penned these words in the Holy Ghost and said, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They, that meaning our troubles, are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright." What a very positive scripture we get from this tonight. The word trust here, according to Webster, is confidence. It is, now listen carefully to this, it is a reliance or a resting of the mind on the integrity, the veracity, the justice, the friendship, or other sound principle of another person. That's what is the foundation of trust. And I'm sure that all of us have had people in our lives that we can trust. And because we trust them, we have peace of mind. We have confidence that they'll be faithful to their word. And we believe them and we trust them. Of course, all of us have failed at this at times. But there is a place where we can always put our trust. There is a place where we can always have confidence and peace of mind, and that is the name of the Lord. I want to talk about this a little bit here tonight, because in reality, each and every one of us put our trust in something, whether it be money, whether it be possessions, whether it be friends or anything in this life. We've all learned by this past experience here, or rather the experience that we're in the middle of right now, that things can change very quickly. We had confidence in the direction that we were going financially, and now here we are in this situation. But there is a place where we can put our trust, and as I've said, it is the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 talks about this surety of promise. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19 and 20, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea," and that means yes, "was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises," not 50%, not 90%, "but all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen," that means finished, "unto the glory of God by us." And the promises that we have in the Word of God tonight are sure. They are true. They will never be changed. And neither will they be taken away by the forces of evil or by mankind. The reason is very simple tonight that we can understand this is if we look at the one who gave the promise. Remember, trust is reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity, the veracity, the justice, the friendship, or other sound principle of another person. And so when we look at the promise of God, we must look at the God who gave the promise. And it will be quite an eye-opener when we do, because He is the great Creator. I don't think there's anyone that can even get close to that. The Bible says that He is the Ancient of Days, meaning He's been around a lot longer than we have. In fact, He didn't have a beginning and will never have an ending. He is the Almighty, meaning that He can do anything. He is the Provider. He is the Healer. He is the Savior, the Redeemer. He is the Lord of Hosts. And when you stack up anything in this world, any person in this world, it's going to fall awfully short. When we look at this here tonight, there is none like unto Him, none like our God, none like Him. There is no other name like Him, and He is gracious, He is kind, and He is good to all, and the Bible speaks of Him as being love. God is love. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 gives us a very famous scripture here, about trust, and that's what we're talking about tonight is trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And so when we just look at that on a surface level tonight, trust starts in the heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And where our heart is where we trust, the thing that we trust in. And then we do not accept leaning on our personal understanding. In other words, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I just want to make that simple tonight. Simply put, we check in with God on everything that we do. We go to Him through prayer. We go to Him for guidance and in our particular individual and corporate situations. Because, friend, tonight, saint of God, we need guidance. We need the guidance of God today and every day. And David, in the scripture that we read in the beginning, he said, some trust in chariots. This would be Psalms 20, verse 6 through 8. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. And to get a little better understanding of this tonight, to trust in a chariot and trust in a horse was the very thing that they really relied upon in their day. The chariot and the horse could be compared to the modern battle tank, an M1 Abrams or some other tank that has power and authority in battle. And David said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. And so an army was measured by its size, of course, the number of men in that army, but it was also measured by the number of the chariots and the horses that were in that army. And David, who was a great warrior, had been in many battles. There was much blood upon his hands because of battle. David had learned that there is something greater than horses and chariots. America, we need to know there's something greater than M1 Abram tanks and missiles and nuclear bombs and all of that. And the thing that is greater and more powerful than that is trust in the Lord. I'm talking about trust here tonight. And David said, we're not some trust in horses and chariots, but we've got to turn this around to us here tonight. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And as I've already said, the name represents the individual. When you say someone's name, if I were to call someone's name tonight, you would immediately have thoughts in your mind about that person, whether good or bad. You would immediately think of their talents and their abilities. You would think of their personality. Who they are is represented by their name. And the great God that we serve tonight is certainly represented by His name. And of course, we know His name is Jesus. Praise God. And speaking of Jesus Christ, it gives us a powerful scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And this is, of course, after chapter 3, and I'm going to look at chapter 3 here in just a moment. But Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, speaking of Jesus, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner." Now listen to this. This is so exciting. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is no other name that will correspond with all of the promises that God has given to us. We have something powerful tonight. We have something that is very sure and very solid, and that is a name that we can call upon. Because all of us need a Savior. There's going to be times in your life when you need salvation, and that's when we call upon a name. Amen. It will either be a name in this world, or it will be the name of the Lord our God. In the book of Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, we see a story unfolding here. And I just want to read it for us here tonight, and it will help us to see the power of the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, and indulge me tonight. It's a little bit of a lengthy reading, but I think you'll get some real good understanding here. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." That's Peter and John, the apostles of Jesus Christ. Jesus had already ascended into heaven, and the church had already been born. And it says, "A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms." He asked for some money. "And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said unto him, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them." He was expecting silver or gold. "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ." There's the name of the Lord again. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he that sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Praise God. What a powerful healing, a very powerful story in the book of Acts chapter 3. And the people came around, and they thought that it was in the power of Peter or John that this man was healed. And Peter said, "No, there is one reason that this man was healed. And it is found in verse 16 of Acts chapter 3. He said this, and his name, there's the name again, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, who you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Praise God. And so it is through the name that we have healing. It is through the name that we have salvation. It is the name of the Lord that backs up all of the promises of the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That's the message tonight. Trust in the Lord. Because we can be saved from sickness. We can be saved from financial destruction. And we can be saved by the forces of this world. But the greatest thing that we can do is to trust Him for salvation. Salvation from eternity without God. Because He is the only Savior. He's the Savior for the church. He is the Savior for the world. Amen. There is a promise tonight of salvation. A promise. And that promise is eternal salvation and escaping the eternal destruction that is coming upon humanity. That's why Jesus came to bring us the gospel. And the gospel is definitely good news, but that's not really the essence of the gospel. That is not the perfection of the gospel, a perfect understanding. It is good news. But Paul said that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, you and I have the opportunity tonight to participate in the gospel of Jesus Christ through repentance, through baptism in the name of Jesus. There's the name again. And receiving the promise of the Holy Ghost. And so let's look at Romans 6 and verse 6. It says, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth or hereafter we should not serve sin. And so we must die with him. We must be crucified with him, not on a literal cross as some do, but we must come to a place where we die out to our old sins and our old ways. It's called repentance. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, it goes on and says that we are buried with him by baptism. And so we die with him in repentance, and we are buried with him in baptism. And baptism is in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to show that to you here in just a moment. But then he said that you might rise to walk in a newness of life, and that is the resurrection. What humanity needs today is a resurrection. There has to be a death of the old lifestyles and a resurrection of the power of God and the promises of God in our world. What a revival we would have if everyone would put their trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What we have here tonight is a promise. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, this is the birthday of the New Testament church, and Peter was preaching to these people, and they fell under conviction. They were condemned in their heart because of their sins, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do about this salvation that we need so desperately?" And Peter said unto them, and Peter is going to give them the gospel, the reality of the gospel. He's giving to them a promise that has been given to us by God that cannot be reversed. Then Peter said unto them, repent. There it is. We are crucified with him in repentance. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Not in titles, but in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission or the blotting out, the erasing of our sins. For you see, repentance is the Greek word for repent is metanoeo, and it is an about face. It is turning around and going in another direction. It doesn't mean that we are where we need to be, and none of us are where we need to be when we come to God in repentance. But it's not where you are tonight that's so important. It's where you're headed that is so very, very important. And Peter said, repent and be baptized or be buried with him in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the washing away of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice here, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And can I say tonight, because you're listening to this, God is calling you. There is a call upon your life because of the promise of God. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you. He wants to help you as an individual and help us corporately and, yes, help this world. Our world needs tremendous help. And so, I need to ask a question tonight. What is the thing that you trust in most? What is the thing that you trust in the most? Who do you trust in the most? The answer is very telling, but tonight we need to trust in the name of the Lord. Amen. And I'll read it again tonight before I finish in Psalm chapter 20, verses 6 through 8. Now know I, we need to know this, that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear, that's God. God will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down, that's our troubles and the enemy of our soul. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Thank God for the promises, and thank God for something in the day that we are living in unprecedented times. For all of you young ones that are listening, your pastor's not that old. I've been asking people that are older than me, have you ever seen anything like this that we're going through? And every one of them, those that were through World War II, they said, we have never seen anything like this in our country. But you know what? God's people are going to make it through, and everything is going to be all right. And you could say amen tonight, because it is the absolute truth. We do have some prayer requests here tonight that we want to take before the Lord. And before we do that, I just want to remind you that Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on Facebook Live is going to be Sunday school at New Life Tabernacle. And then Sunday morning at 10 a.m. is going to be Sunday school preaching from the Word of God. And so join us, get your friends and join us, and let's have a good time in the Lord. And so we want to remember the Tucker family, and we want to remember Michelle Newberry, Terry and Venus, all of our elderly, Brother Keith, Bill, all of the folks that are in nursing homes, Annette, everybody that's in lockdown in their nursing homes, that this terrible disease will not get into the nursing home and ravage them. And the Tuckers, we need to pray for her, Lula Tucker, tonight, and ask God to help her and give her peace. She is in much suffering and much pain, and we need to pray for her. I would also like for us to pray for Pastor Doug Scott, who has had a test of his heart, and tomorrow morning is going to go in for quadruple or possibly five bypasses on his heart. And so we need to pray for him and remember him tonight in our prayers. So wherever you are, if you're here tonight as one of the staff members, wherever you're at, join with me in prayer, and let's ask the Lord to meet these needs. Lord, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to look at the Word of God one more time. And I pray tonight, Lord, that the Word of God will find its mark in every heart, in every life, and that you will give us courage to obey the Word of God and to put our complete trust and hope in you. And I pray tonight for Lula Tucker. I pray for Robert Tucker. I pray for Michelle Newberry. I pray, Lord, for all of those that are elderly, Bill and Keith, that you would keep your hand upon them. And all the elderly that are listening tonight, Wilma Graves, and so many, many others. We ask you tonight, Lord, to go before us and to touch them and to protect them. And we pray tonight for our officials. We pray for our president and his team that are fighting this coronavirus. And we ask you, Lord, to give them wisdom and understanding and go before them and help them. And we ask it tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. We will be having Sunday morning Sunday school at 9 o'clock, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock preaching. God bless you tonight.